Los Angeles homeless count delayed again due to COVID-19. The results of the 2022 homeless count in Los Angeles County will not be published until September, delaying it from its previous June deadline, citing COVID-19 interruptions. The lead agency that provides resources for the homeless in the county, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, conducts annual homeless counts in all of the county's cities excluding Glendale, Long Beach, and Pasadena, which have their own counts. The University of Southern California and LASA work together every year to collect and analyze the data from the results. Once the data is examined, LASA sends the data to be validated by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. After approval, the data is made available to the public, and HUD awards LASA with funds depending on the data. In the 2021-2022 fiscal year, HUD gave LASA $155 million in funding. The count was suspended during the pandemic due to COVID-19 restrictions and safety precautions, skipping 2021. In 2020, the LASA reported 66,000 homeless countywide and over 41,000 in the city alone. The count, which was conducted in February, was initially scheduled for January, but LASA received an extension from HUD to ensure safety of its volunteers, according to a statement. HUD informed LASA the validation of the data wouldn't begin until next week, which wouldn't provide LASA enough time to release the validated data on July 21 as originally planned. LASA said in a statement the decision to postpone until the results have gone through proper review because the accuracy of the data is of paramount importance. This is the responsible thing to do. We have to give HUD the time they need to validate the data. Despite any frustration that may result from this delay, ensuring that the people of Los Angeles County and their elected representatives have accurate, validated data regarding the 2022 point-in-time count is of the utmost importance to LASA, Christina Dixon, LASA's acting co-executive director said in a news release July 6. We will continue to work with our partners at HUD and look forward to releasing the homeless count results as soon as possible.